Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for gathering here today out of your very busy schedule. Today, I would like to talk about contents of our third quarter results. First of all, overview of performance in the third quarter is summarized in one sheet on page 2. Regarding sales for 3 months in the third quarter, although we had strong sales of lifestyle-related products, sales of musical instruments, AV products, and semiconductors failed to reach expected levels, and overall sales were 2.5% lower than the projection we made at the interim term. On the other hand, sales were up slightly in musical instruments segment compared to the same quarter of the previous year, thanks to the weaker yen and stronger sales of professional audio equipment, upon which we focus our efforts as key product category to drive our sales. And on top of that, AV increased sales, and lifestyle-related products are quite strong in demand, although both did not reach their targets. In total, we achieved sales increase of 3%. Operating income was lower than projection, as we had lower sales or greater losses in all segments except for lifestyle-related product segment. There's a tough wind blowing. Accumulated results for the first 3 quarters from April through to December, lifestyle products increased both sales and income, musical instruments up in sales but down in income, semiconductors and AV shrank both sales and income. Especially income from semicon dropped by more than 10 billion yen 9 months on 9 months, resulting in material decline in income. Inventory at end quarter was by far higher than that of the same period of the previous year, despite our efforts for reduction due to weaker sales mainly in musical instruments and AV segments against projections. We will make further efforts to reduce it towards the end of this fiscal year. Let me confirm them by looking at key figures. Net sales posted 149.2 billion yen, operating income 11.5, recurring profit 14.2, and net income 10.9 billion yen. You can also see their changes against last year's third quarter and previous projections in the same chart. Regarding net sales, it posted 149.2 billion yen in total. As you can see in page 4, net sales were up 3% against last year's third quarter. By segment, musical instruments was up 5.9%, AV/IT up 1.2%. Yet on the other hand, electronic equipment and metal products fell substantially by 13.9%, resulting in material decline in income. Lifestyle-related products and other segments are all strong. In the bottom square, you can see that compared to the same quarter of the previous year, we had exchange gain of 4.4 billion yen, 3.4 in musical instruments, and 1 in AVIT. Excluding such effects by fluctuating foreign exchange rates, we had 1.7% sales increase in musical instruments and decrease of 2.8% in AV and IT. Against previous projections, sales underperformed in both musical instruments and AVIT segments amid tough situation. Regarding operating income, last year we posted 13.9 billion yen, whereas this year it fell to 11.5 billion yen, factored mainly by decreased profit in electronic equipment and metal products. Page 5 shows forecast for full year ending in March 06. Estimated exchange rates in the fourth quarter will be 110 yen per US dollar. We used to adopt 105 yen for internal calculation, but in the fourth quarter, 110 yen per dollar and 134 yen per euro. Regarding full year projections, as we envisage severe situation to continue into the fourth quarter, we made downward revision on both sales and income from their previous projections. Net sales are projected at 529 billion yen, operating income 24, recurring profit 35, and net income 26 billion yen. Right-hand chart shows changes from previous projections and from previous year results. Regarding net income, it is up year-on-year because we adopted asset impairment accounting system as early as last year, so we don't have to incur any more losses this year. Yet operating income and recurring income are both down substantially. On page 6, regarding net sales for full year, it is forecast to decrease a little as a company in total. Regarding this too, as is written in the square at the bottom, we assume year-on-year exchange gain of 6.8 billion yen, including 5.3 in musical instruments and 1.5 in AVIT. Excluding such an impact, real sales to be up 0.4% in musical instruments and down 2.8% in AVIT. Regarding operating income, it will almost level off in musical instruments and, on the other hand, fall largely in AVIT and electronic equipment and metal products year on year. Compared to previous projection, both musical instruments and AVIT will continue to struggle severely. Next, I would like to explain about each segment. First of all, regarding musical instruments segment, let's look at overview for 3 months in the third quarter. Please look at bar charts shown on page 7. Sales and income rose year-on-year, partly due to the weaker yen. Excluding forex impact, actual sales in the third quarter rose slightly by 1.6% against last year's third quarter. In professional audio equipment segment, sales is quite strong, especially in Europe and North America. Shipments of the much-anticipated Tyros 2 high-end keyboards were fulfilled according to schedule, mainly to Europe. Against previous projections, sales did not perform well, and it fell short of target by 6.2%. Especially sales of pianos, electronic instruments, and string and percussion instruments underperformed. Looking at different markets, Japan sales leveled off compared to the last year's third quarter, except for electrones, but in different terms, decline in electrone was tantamount to decline in sales. Strong sales continued in Korea, and shipments to Latin America also steady. In spite of gains from favorable exchange rates, operating income was lower against projections due to reduced gross profit margins, due to changes in sales structures, i.e., lowering unit prices and decline in demand for electronic instruments with high profit margins, as well as higher SG&A, including logistic costs. As I mentioned earlier, inventory at the end of the third quarter failed to reach levels set out in sales plans, exceeding both projections as well as last year's levels at the end of the same quarter. This is the biggest issue that we must address. Projections for the fourth quarter, we revised operating income downward for full year. Excluding forex impact, actual fourth quarter sales are expected to be in line with previous projections. Breakdowns for markets will be Japan sales expected to fall, while North America sales to rise, yet profit margin is on the decline. Operating income will be lower than previous projections due to lower production and lower gross profit margin, as overseas sales subsidiaries will have to liquidate inventories. We're continuously making efforts to strengthen our profitability and are determined to accelerate implementing key initiatives. Also, we're trying to reduce inventory levels mainly by additional reduction in production volume of electronic instruments than we had initially assumed. And by doing so, we will shrink it to 38.2 billion yen, a figure close to the original projection. Next, AVIT segment. Sales rose but income fell against last year's third quarter. Actual sales decreased by 2.8% and quite substantially by 17% against projections. AV sales continue to be robust in North America even at year-end, and it continues to be strong, but it is sluggish in Japan and Europe. Regarding highly expected YSP, it is growing steadily with accumulated volume of shipment for 9 months from April through to December, totaling in 57,000 units and amounting to 3.9 billion yen. However, it is not reaching the target initially set for it. Under AV category, router sales fell largely against the same period of the previous year and against projection amid fierce competition. Operating income also fell both third quarter on third quarter and against projection due not only to reduced sales, but also to forex losses associated with the weaker yen against US dollar, especially in AV. Inventory levels at the end of December were higher than those in the previous year and exceeding projections. Regarding projections for the fourth quarter,
We made downward revision on sales to 16.2 billion yen, which is almost the same level at the end of last fiscal year. Due to lower sales, we are forced to revise operating income downward for full year from 4 billion yen down to a substantial low of 1 billion yen. Regarding YSP business, we'd like to reinforce and expand it further, increase sales of products, mainly focusing on mid to high-end AV receivers for existing home theaters, promptly clear inventories of old models, and launch new products in a nice and smooth way. Regarding new products, we have portable digital audio products of small sizes and of high sound quality to expand sales as early as possible, new router products to sharpen our competitive edge, and next-generation network karaoke equipment to further develop the model. With these, we should like to bolster sales. The third segment, electronic equipment and metal products. In the third quarter, both sales and income fell against the same quarter of the previous year and against previous projections. In semiconductor business, volume-wise demand and unit prices continued to decline for LSI sound chips for mobile phones. Sales were also down in the amusement sector due to a decline in overall demand. As a result, operating income fell almost by half compared to the same quarter of the previous year. Sales of electronic metals rose against the same quarter of the previous year, with gradual recovery in digital home appliance market. However, operating income of electronic metals fell slightly due to a steep increase of material prices. Projections for the fourth quarter, we must make a slight downward revision on both sales and operating income. Unit prices of LSI chips for mobile phones continue to fall. In spite of our efforts to maintain our market share by expanding sales of products with high sound quality and new and advanced functions, we will not be able to achieve previous targets all in all. Graphic LSI chips for next-generation pachinko amusement machines, our purchaser's product launch is behind schedule, but still, we should like to increase sales to them steadily. We will improve profit and loss situation over electronic metal materials due to continued reduction in cost and mass production of copper connectors. Lifestyle-related products segment. Sales and income rose both against the same quarter of the previous year and against projections. We started to revamp this segment since last year amid tough situation and are making improvement much ahead of our schedule. Sales of marble sink kitchens using artificial marble stones continue to be robust. Although we launched new bathroom products since October, price competition became even fiercer, mainly in diffusion market, pushing down sales both against last quarter and against previous projections. We could secure a substantial increase of operating income due to higher sales, reduction cost, and SG&A in general. We think that this situation is likely to continue into the fourth quarter. We will steadily be launching new spring products into the market, upgrading and expanding showroom functions as a part of corporate restructuring activities, reinforcing house remodeling business, and of course, reducing cost even further. Next, regarding recreation business segment, sales bottoming up with more number of guests staying at our additionally built rooms at our resort facilities and increased spending per person. On the other hand, we continue to struggle over a decreasing number of day trippers. We adopted asset impairment accounting system as early as last year, which reduced depreciation cost, so we made improvement on our PL. Having said so, our CapEx was up momentarily as we upgraded slopes at Kiroro Ski Resort in Hokkaido. Due to such factors, sales and income were below those of the same quarter of the previous year. For the fourth quarter, we forecast sales and income to be both below previous projections.
Securing day trippers to come to Kiroro Ski Resort is the most important challenge that we recognize now. Now, other segment. In this segment as a whole, sales rose both compared to last year's third quarter and against previous projections. Sales and income of automobile interior wood components rose as we secured new customers successfully, and metallic molds and components business benefited from strong FA. Orders for magnesium-molded parts increased, launch of new golf products doing well, resulting in increased sales. For the fourth quarter, we forecast sales to be 6.8 billion yen higher than both the previous year's fourth quarter results and previous projections. Operating income projections remain unchanged. Especially magnesium-molded parts, we struggled for a while as we had to reduce production in order to adjust inventory levels. But demand is recovering, and we are now increasing production volume. Securing production capacity and improving yields are the major challenges now. We'll reduce cost further on automobile interior wood components by establishing new manufacturing methods. Lastly, inventories, which is the most critical issue we are facing now. Inventories at the end of the third quarter in December were higher than both those of the same quarter of the previous year and those projected at interim term. As we said earlier, we will work harder to reduce inventories further by the end of this fiscal year, reducing production volume in some categories.